Talking with Bob Stallman, president of the American Farm Bureau. Bob, a lot of work going on right now between the House and the Senate on trade promotion authority. Are you pleased with the direction we're headed finally on this thing?
Yes, I'm pleased with the direction. I'm pleased there's movement. You know, once the log jam got broken between the Democrats and the Republicans over in the Senate, that pretty much indicated to me that we were going to be able to get it done. You know, there's still some hurdles to get over, but, you know, we really need to get this finished in May. The Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations are sort of, you know, the finalization of those negotiations are kind of hanging on what the U.S. Congress does. The best deals are still waiting once, you know, those our negotiating partners are sure that we've passed trade promotion authority, which is just nothing more than assuring them that there'll be an up or down vote on the whole agreement as opposed to something that's going to be amended to death.
So on the Trans-Pacific deal, are you feeling pretty good that our negotiators will be able to hang in there and get what we need for farmers, ranchers?
You know, it's a classic example. We won't get everything we want, but we're going to get more than we have. And our negotiators, I think, have done a good job given the sensitivities that exist amongst the Japanese political and agricultural sector with respect to protecting some of their commodities. But it's been a tough negotiation, and this is the first crack, really, in those sensitive products that's occurred, you know, it'd be the first significant crack that's ever occurred if this negotiation is successful and comes final.
And the reduction of tariffs over a period of time, that will really pay off, right?
Absolutely. I mean, most of these agreements are designed to reduce tariffs over a period of time and increase tariff-free quotas. Different methods are used to adjust different commodities. But the point is, directionally, it's for more free and open trade, and that will benefit U.S. farmers and ranchers.
Also, very much on the minds of a lot of members of Congress and then obviously on AFBF's part, tax issues. Your thoughts about, you know, we got the House vote on permanent repeal of the death tax. Is it going to go any farther?
Well, that's certainly a real positive vote. You know, it's one step. It's going to be very difficult to get a standalone estate tax repeal put in place because I'm pretty sure the president, even if it got to the Senate, I'm pretty sure the president would veto it. But what this vote does is highlights the importance of the issue, I think, as the Congress moves forward on tax reform. And that may be how it needs to be addressed longer term, is just in a whole package of tax reform. You know, we've been fighting for decades to eliminate the death tax. It's an unfair tax. Death shouldn't trigger a taxable event. And it hurts the continuation of farming and ranching operations that have been in place for generations.
Of course, a broader tax package could be beneficial to your members as well.
Well, absolutely, because there's a lot of other provisions that are important. What you do with capital gains, what you do with depreciation deductions, all of those things are very important to agriculture as a business. And so we continue to work on this front every time we have the opportunity.
You know, going back to the death tax for just a moment, the kind of the companion to it, or the thing that's always been a part of that, has been that stepped-up basis. And there's been some that say, well, let's eliminate the death tax, but if you don't have the stepped-up basis there, it doesn't help very much.
Well, no, that's absolutely true because, you know, take, for example, land that my great-grandfather bought. You know, I'm not even sure we could find what the basis is. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe $50 an acre, maybe $20 an acre, I don't know. And the land is worth several thousand dollars an acre now. Mm-hmm. And so without the opportunity to step up that basis as you go through a process where you value a estate, go through probate, and have the value assigned to that at the time of death, and that's the new basis. That keeps a farming and ranching operation viable.
Your organization has been a part of the negotiations over trying to get something accomplished on upping the value of the dollar head beef checkoff. Where do we stand on Farm Bureau's participation in this memorandum of understanding?
Well, we signed on to the MOU. It's another step forward. The groups that signed on want to assess what the possibilities are moving forward with the legislative strategy because some of those elements will require a change to the act itself. Some require changes to the order. And that's the mode we're in right now, is assessing what the will is to do, is to move forward and do that. It's going to be difficult. There's some on the right and the left that don't like checkoff programs. Mm-hmm. And frankly, a lot of states have passed their own checkoffs now, which further complicates the issue in terms of getting cattlemen support for a referendum to increase the national checkoff. So it's a work in progress, and we'll continue to work on it.
Does it really have much chance to move before the next farm bill?
I don't know. I think it's going to be difficult to get it moved in the short term. I just think that's one of those issues I'm not sure the Congress really wants to take up. There are some groups still opposed to that, which creates a problem from a legislative strategy. And so I think the best thing to do now is just to assess with the leadership in the House and Senate, ag committees particularly, about what we can do, what's possible, and what maybe isn't possible.
One last question. As far as your members are concerned, you've had a lot of them come to D.C. I know you've gotten out to other meetings out across the country. What's the mood of the ship? In other words, we've got obviously feed grain prices down. The grains are under some pressure. Livestock's out of, obviously record prices in the last year. So what is the overall mood?
Well, I think it's kind of, I call it watchful and waiting now. I think particularly in the feed grain sector, the question is this a permanent longer-term level of prices, or is this a dip now that will come back up? And I think farmers are sort of hedging their bets a little bit, saying, this may be a little bit of a tough year, but I'm in it for the long haul, so let's go for it, and then hope that prices come back up. In the livestock business, beef business, my granddaddy's rolling over his grave for some of the calf prices that calves that I sold last fall and some of the prices we got. But that too has its ups and downs. Once we do the herd rebuilding in the cattle industry, prices will go down, and there's pressure on demand now because of the price consumers moving to other meat products, chicken primarily. And so, it's a continually moving target for agriculture. But I would say the overall mood is fairly good still.